Brr, it's chilly outside. 40 degrees, feels like 35. Going up to only 54 today, 58 tomorrow, 64 Wednesday, 52 Thursday. A little reinforcing shot of cold air, but dry, no rain, highs of 65 Saturday, and the only chance for showers as it stands now is next Saturday. Mike Dettelier joins us now to talk about a couple of different things. How you doing, Mike Dettelier?
I'm doing fine, Tommy. Thank you, brother.
Crescent City Connection lit up in purple and gold, or maybe blue and gold. I don't know if that's about LSU's new quarterback or not, but tell me about it.
Excuse me. No, Landon Clark, I got to see him play at Elon. I was watching some games, and I was like, man, who's this guy? Mm-hmm. He had no major college scholarships. He's from the Virginia high school ranks. But man, he's a playmaker, and he moves around real well, got really good running skills. What I'm so impressed with a young quarterback is how well he can process information out on the field. When to throw it and when to run it and when to throw it away. And I thought early on, he's a little bit of a streaky passer. He's not very tall. They list him at 6 foot. Mm-hmm. I'm not real sure if he's that tall. How well he can process it and gets it out real quick. Whoever has worked with him, he's taught him well on how to set your feet, get rid of the football quick. Quick release and really good decision maker. I think he's one of three quarterbacks Lane Kiffin will sign, but impressive guy. Again, people say, oh, Elon. Well, I stood on the sidelines and watched a kid from Incarnate Word as a true freshman. And he goes on from Incarnate Word to Washington State to Miami of Florida. He was the first pick in the draft last April, mm-hmm. Cam Ward. We just watched Trinidad Chambliss put on an absolute show in 2025 and into 2026, too, at Ole Miss. He started at Ferris State. A few years back, there was a young man who went to Butte Community College before he goes to California. His name is Aaron Rodgers. He's playing tonight. One day he'll walk into Canton, Ohio, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Tommy, it's not where you start. It's where you kind of finish. Mm-hmm. And when I see Landon, man, he's a tough, tough guy. He takes some brutal shots sometimes. But the one thing with Lane Kiffin, And people like him, dislike him, okay, whatever, however you want to feel. He built that Ole Miss program because he could evaluate talent very well. And so you starting to see some of that here of guys he's brought in you might not have heard of, but he's got a really good eye for talent. And Coach O had told me about that. He said, Mike, he sees the field like it's in slow motion for all 22 players. He sees it that way.
You're talking about Lane Kiffin now.
Lane Kiffin. Yeah. He said, you know, he said, listen, I'm a line coach. I watch offensive line, defensive line. Mm-hmm. He can see all 22 guys like it's in slow motion, and he knows who can play and who can't. And he told me that a couple years back, sort of repeated that throughout the time frame. And look at that squad he built at Ole Miss. It was impressive.
Since we're talking college football, you see Miami beating Indiana or not? What's the spread?
No.
Do we know
no.
what the spread is?
Oh, it's pretty high. I think it's either 8 or 8.5 maybe. Uh-huh. Maybe even higher before it's over with. But Tommy Day is such a complete team. And, you know, if you close your eyes or squint it a little bit, you'd swear you watch an Alabama of 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. The way they coached, the way they played.
Complete.
Man, they so well coached, fundamentally sound, very disciplined football team. And they beat you in every phase, offense, defense, special teams.
And now Miami playing in their home stadium, but still a 7.5-point underdog.
Yeah, that goes to show you what people think of Indiana. Tommy, we couldn't have had this conversation 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. about Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Not football.
No, because we grew up in an era of Bobby Knight and college basketball. Mm-hmm. They were dominant in those years. But now you see it with Cignetti, his ability, similar to Kiffin, but in a different way, recognizing talent, developing talent, and then I've said it before, team, the Gene Hackman line in Hoosiers. That's what they play. I mean, they play team football across the board, and he's been able to sell them on that. And I wouldn't be surprised, as a young man that grew up not too far from me, mm-hmm. That might be announcing his commitment to Indiana fairly soon, too.
Okay. You want to mention the name?
No, I'll let him make that announcement. But I think he is leaning in that direction. But he was pretty close to where we are today. Playing college football, and I think he's on the verge of heading to Indiana for one more year.
All right. Thank you, Mike. 620, we'll pick it up here. We'll come back, talk about the NFL. Traffic now, WWL. 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Election day, inauguration day. Thank God it's not election day. Inauguration day, we got all of it for you here on WWL. I have the details coming up. Mike Dettelier, our guest, talking about NFL football. Any surprises over the weekend thus far, Mike, for you in the NFL?
I can't say there was really any surprise. I was surprised how well the Panthers played the Rams.
Me too.
Because, Tommy, watching that early on, I thought the Rams were going to blow them out of the water. Mm-hmm. And the Panthers hung in there. Man, late, they had the lead. And you saw Stafford, bang, 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 get them in there and end up winning the game. But isn't the NFL the greatest reality TV show we got?
You talking
about
the Eagles?
Look at every one of those games.
Oh.
Came down to the basically last possession other than last night's game against, Chargers Patriots.
I thought you were talking about A.J. Brown and Sirianni getting into it.
Oh, they do that almost weekly. So it's almost a repeat. I've seen this show before.
The Housewives of Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's one of them type of deals. Man, the Eagles look like a dysfunctional team. And I was the only one we did pick six. I picked the 49ers and the points. I didn't know if they would win, but I thought they could keep it fairly close. And to see the 49ers with all the injuries – Shanahan never complained. He never gave this idiotic comment of next man up. Mm-hmm. His deal was, listen, we're going to coach the guys we got, and we're going to do the very best we can. And to see that team somehow survive, and now they move on, they play Seattle. Now, I think that's the end of the road because, man, Seattle is playing some really good football.
And no Kittle. He's gone.
And now no Kittle, but, man, they've faced so much adversity, and Shanahan's done just a super job. And then the Bears, Green Bay, to watch that game. That we saw two of them in the regular season come down to the last possession, and then we watched again a Thursday, almost a third game, very similar. And Caleb Williams bringing the Bears back and having them put a W
real
up on
quick,
the board.
Thoughts on the night, Texans taking on the old man, the gray beard Aaron Rodgers.
Man, Texans defense is good. I'm not real sure. They don't have the two best edge rushers in Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, and the two best cover corners in Lassiter and Stingley Jr. In the game. I like the Texans tonight.
Like the under?
Yeah, because I don't think there's going to be a lot of scoring on either side, to be honest.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good day.
Thank you,
we'll
brother.
Talk to you again. All right, Mike, to tell you, you'll be second-guessing tonight, right?
Yep, second-guessing tonight. We'll take this till 7 o'clock.
We'll talk about it later on. Right now, we'll take a break for WWL First News.